Hi, Daddy. I've been thinking about you. Thinking about all the fantastically filthy, decadently dirty, and playfully pleasurable things we do to each other. Those moments between the kisses. Cuddles and caresses where we submit to our primal bestial urges. Where we transform into two base creatures just licking and sucking. Nibbling and biting and spanking and scratching. Throwing our bodies together in a irrational, uninhibited lust. Like the time I waited in the kitchen for you, leaning over a mixing bowl, wearing nothing but an apron. Teasing you with my oh-so-delectable derriere. I suggestively and invitingly positioned myself, just begging for you to take me there and then. Oh, of which you did. I still remember those involuntary moans of pleasure. You pushed so firmly down against the counter. Right on top of me, and thrust yourself into me, roughly and possessively, in an unbridled desire. Using me the way I love to be used by you and only you. As your own personal fuck toy. Your dirty little slut. Hedonistic, horny homemaker, dutiful to all of her man's needs. Oh, and I do remember. You enjoyed those cookies I made it too. Oh, how I enjoyed the time I tied you to the bed. Blindfolded you. Took my pleasure from you. First by straddling your face and demanding you to fuck me with that talented mouth of yours, giving me wave after wave of mind-blowing orgasms that your lips and tongue are so adept at giving me, before lowering myself onto your hard, throbbing cock, bucking and rolling fervently faster. Faster. Harder. And deeper. Until we were both fully spent. And satisfied. are those times I want nothing more than your hard throbbing cock in my beautiful warm mouth. When I kneel before you, frantically tearing at your trousers and your tip onto my lips before working my mouth down, down to the full length of your cock. The sudden teasing of your body as you shudder and gasp with pleasure while I look hungrily up at you, licking the length of your shaft. Oh, how I love to tease and toy with your balls while both of my hand and my mouth are, and I love the way you moan, writhe and squirm with pleasure as I fuck your cock with my mouth, greedily and desperately, gobbling every inch of it. I relish every drop of hot, sticky cum I milk from you. The times when I demand your face buried between my thighs, with your tongue buried in my aching, needy, wet cunt, probing deeply. Eliciting wonderful rise and wriggles of my body as you greedily gorge every drop of my sweetness while licking and sucking and curling my clit. You always know. You always know just how to bring me wave after wave of intense pleasure. I love hearing your grunts and moans and groans, your growls and screams that make the hair raise on the back of my neck as I echo my own proclamations of pleasure. And those oh-so-delicious times you have to treat me roughly, making sure my hair is pulled, my ass is spanked, and every one of my holes is filled and pounded. And I love the way you call me your fuck slut, your dirty little cock whore, you're a good girl. And you're a bad girl. You're a kitten. You're a toy. And you're property. All those little surprises we bring to keep things interesting. Experimenting with our sense of taste, our touch, our sight, our smell, and our sound. Elements of pleasure, elements of pain, of restriction and freedom and dominance and submission. Oh, the possibilities are bound only by our filthy and hedonistic imaginations. So, Daddy, it shouldn't really surprise you that I've been thinking about you. Thinking the naughtiest and filthiest, dirtiest and downright depraved things about you. And I can't wait to discover what new, perverted pleasures we will explore when I next see you. I